Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is not Alex Jones. This is Mike Rivero. I'm guest hosting. Alex is out doing what Alex does all too well, which is tracking down the crimes and corruptions of the New World Order. And he's asked me to step in and fill in just a little bit today. So welcome to the show. Today is April 19th. April 19th, a very portentous date. It's Patriots Day. This is the anniversary of the Battle of Lexington and Concord, triggered when the British attempted to disarm the colonials in 1775. This resulted in a running gun battle, and the shot heard round the world and the start of the American War for Independence. And to put this in its historical context, in line with some of the other things we're going to be talking about later in the show, in 1775, this country had a government that was engaged in foreign wars that were costing a lot of money. They were taxing the people of America with very heavy taxes to go fight these wars. The American people were saying no, the government was not listening. So the government got it into their heads that if they took away the arms of the American colonials, that the Americans would not have the ability to say no anymore to these taxes. So the British went out, tried to grab the guns, a battle broke out, and the war was underway. April 19th is also the anniversary of the end of the siege at Waco, Texas, in the Branch Davidian compound, essentially a church. That siege started when the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, desperate for favorable publicity following some severe embarrassments like kicking down the wrong doors and shooting innocent homeowners during no-knock raids, wanted to go in and grab the guns from the Branch Davidians, who were basically buying old guns, repairing them, and selling them at gun shows in order to raise money for their religious activities. The siege got completely out of control and ended on this date in 1993 when the compound burned down. There's still a lot of controversy over exactly how that all came about. And of course, it's also the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. A lot of controversy surrounding that one, certainly with regard to the second Ryder truck and the numerous persistent reports of additional explosives inside the building itself. How very convenient for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms that all of their paperwork from the Waco disaster were in that building when it came down, which brought to an end the looming congressional hearings into that disaster. And, of course, finally, and most germane to the events of this last week, today is the anniversary of the shooting at Columbine, and again, it seems to be the hallmark of these mass shootings. A lot of confusion about how many shooters there were, a lot of documents sealed away from public scrutiny, a lot of questions about why this shooting happened just when Colorado was on the verge of passing a concealed carry law for their citizens. This event happened exactly when the gun grabbers needed a media event to stop the rush towards concealed carry laws. So we're going to be talking today, obviously, about what happened at Virginia Tech and the very shameless way that we're seeing the gun grabbers exploit this tragedy for their own political ends. There are a lot of conspiracy theories floating around about what happened at Virginia Tech, and I think it is a sign of the deterioration of trust in this country by the people in their government, that people are more ready to listen to these conspiracy theories, give them some credence, at least consider them. But for the purposes of today's discussion, we're going to basically look at the events that happened exactly as they're reported. This Korean student walks into a dormitory, shoots two people, goes away for a couple of hours while the police run around chasing their tails, comes back and shoots a lot more people, and that's all there is to it, and we're going to be looking at that as we come back after this break. This is Mike Rivero, substitute hosting for Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Mike Rivero, and for those of you who haven't caught me in some of the earlier broadcasts, I'm the webmaster of WhatReallyHappened.com. Alex and I have been sharing information for a very, very long time. Obviously, the top story of this week is the terrible tragedy at Virginia Tech. And for the purposes of this show, we're not going to go into any of the conspiracy theories that are floating around regarding MKUltra or various other extreme. We're going to take this incident at face value. We're going to basically look at this exactly as the mainstream media is presenting it, and then we're going to analyze it for what this really means. First of all, let's look at the police presence on the campus. I know one of the constant themes we hear the gun grabbers always saying is, the police are here to protect you. You don't need guns in your home. The police will take care of you. Well, we got a good object lesson about that earlier this week when we saw the police on the Virginia Tech campus in their Kevlar armor and carrying their automatic weapons and with their radios and their helmets and all the fancy toys that the police love to have and stand in front of news cameras for. But the bottom line is that our shooter went into a dormitory, killed two people, and then walked off to go mail a package, apparently, to NBC with videotapes and declarations of what he was doing, went to buy stamps, wrap a package, who knows what all else. He's not hiding. He's just walking around. The cops could not find him, could not track him down, didn't bother warning anybody in the campus, didn't warn anybody to maybe get out of there and go home where they might be safe. So our perpetrator chose Seung Hui, I believe that's how it's pronounced, comes back and starts killing more people. And the cops don't even confront him at that point. According to the official report, the police got to him just as he was committing suicide. In other words, the presence of the police had zero impact on the events of that day. So this idea that the police are going to protect you, we can set that one aside right now. There is no question that the shooter had some serious mental issues. He had red lights going off all over him. He was taking antidepressants, and we know that there's been a long history of antidepressants triggering suicidal and violent behavior in certain individuals. And yet we're not seeing anybody screaming to take those antidepressants off the market. Lots and lots of young people have committed suicide linked to these mind-altering chemicals that are being forced on them by the schools. Now, the gun grabbers are loving to say that a gun ban would save lives. This is one of the ones that they're always waving about. Gun bans will save lives. But the fact is, there was a gun ban on the campus of Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech had lobbied against a law that would have allowed teachers and students to carry legally owned firearms on campus for personal protection. And they did so with the promise that it would make the campus safer. Obviously, this was a promise that was not kept. And in light of this, I would like to direct your attention back to another school shooting in 2002 at another Virginia college, the Appalachian Law School. In this case, the shooter killed three victims before students, using their own legally owned personal firearms, subdued the shooter. So here's the object lesson. Gun ban on campus, 33 dead. Allowing students to carry guns for their own protection, 3 dead. Which system is working better to keep the campus safe? 33 dead, 3 dead. Which system works best? Now, how come when a bad person commits a crime that happens to include a gun, the gun grabber's response is not to punish the bad people or to look at the reasons why they're doing bad things, but to punish the good people by attacking our constitutional right to weapons for self-defense? Now, I tried to get some guests to come on the show today from gun advocacy groups, and all of them basically said they felt it was really way too soon to comment on Virginia Tech. They felt it would be basically tasteless and impolite to try and use Virginia Tech for political campaigning. Unfortunately, the gun grabbers have no sense of decorum. They're already basically standing, tap dancing, if you will, on the coffins and waving around the bloody shirts for their political aims and attacking the Second Amendment. And these people are really being shameless in the way they're exploiting the grief of the families to push their political agenda. So it's really shameless to watch here. Now, there are a couple of, shall we say, swindles going on regarding the gun-grabbing agenda. The gun grabbers like to say, if guns are banned, there will be fewer gun crimes. Well, in a way, this is true. There will be fewer gun crimes. There will still be gun crimes, and even the gun grabbers admit there'll still be some gun crimes. But what they don't say is that people who are going to commit bad acts simply pick something else. If they don't have a gun, they'll use a knife. If they don't have a knife, they'll use a broken bottle. If they don't have a broken bottle, they'll use a stick. More people are killed in the United States with baseball bats than with assault rifles. And yet you don't see anybody standing up and saying, we must ban all baseball bats. End to Little League and softball because they're using a deadly weapon in an otherwise legitimate, benign purpose. The real hidden issue behind gun control that the gun grabbers will never mention is that when citizens are allowed to have guns, crime overall will go down. If you ban guns, gun-connected crime may go down, but all the other crimes go up, including guns, crimes with knives, broken bottles, baseball bats, so forth and so on. There has never been a gun ban anywhere that lowered overall crime in its wake. Every one of them, the crimes went up. Some years ago, Jamaica decided to revitalize their tourism industry. They had a campaign with these really cool commercials, you know, come back to Jamaica, blah, blah, blah. And as part of wanting to revamp their image as a tourism-friendly destination, they enacted a very strict gun ban. And as a result, crime, especially crime against tourists, exploded through the roof. There were muggings, there were rapes, there were assaults, burglaries, because the criminals knew they were dealing with a population that could not defend themselves. They didn't have to wonder, boy, if I try and rob that person, is that person going to pull out a gun and shoot me? Once that fear is gone, where's the deterrent? We already know the police aren't going to be there to block the crime. The police show up after the crime is over. They'll clean up the mess, they'll look good for the news cameras, but they're never there when the crime happens. When the crime happens, there are two people present, the criminal and the victim. The criminal's not going to stop the crime. That leaves only one person, the victim, to stop the crime. And that is a major, major issue. Great Britain enacted a gun ban. Crime there went up. Home invasions are now very, very common. The same thing happened in Australia following the Port Arthur massacre, which occurred just when the Australian government wanted to impose a gun ban on that country. And again, crime in the aftermath of that gun ban went up. More robberies, more rapes, more home invasions, more carjackings. The University of Chicago conducted a study and found that allowing concealed carry laws lowered crime in every state where concealed carry had been passed and did not increase the murder rate. And that is really an important fact to keep in mind. Crime was lowered by concealed carry, and there was no corresponding increase in the rate of murder, which the gun grabbers kept insisting was going to happen with concealed carry laws. Ever been to a gun store? You're not going to meet a more polite, respectful group of people, because they all know that nobody can be allowed to get out of control and make a mistake, because the consequences are really too dreadful to think about. And that's what deterrence is all about. We have an American government that believes in the principle of deterrence. They have nuclear warheads all over the place, but when it comes to the private citizens having deterrence, nope, can't have that at all. Survey of San Diego police showed most police officers do not view guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens as the problem. They see guns in the hands of criminals as the problem. Obviously, we all agree with that. But guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens did not exaggerate the crime problem. Now, before we go to break here, one final comment. Everyone's waving around the death toll about Virginia Tech, but in point of fact, there was another school that had a mass death episode with a larger number. The highest death toll in a school-related incident was 45 killed in the Bath School Massacre. And here's one for a shock. The guy didn't use a gun. He used explosives. So when bad people are going to do bad things, it isn't the guns that do it. It's whatever is available at hand that is going to be used by the bad people doing bad things. A gun ban, everyone says, we can ban all guns. Well, of course we can. There's a ban on heroin. There's a ban on cocaine. There's a ban on all kinds of things, and yet you can go out onto the streets and still find them. All a gun ban is going to do is disarm the law-abiding citizens, and the law-abiding citizens aren't the problem. It's the criminals who are the problem. And the criminals are always going to have guns. Can you imagine a cocaine smuggler down in South America loading up his airplane with all the cocaine, and he's holding an Uzi, and he says to himself, boy, I better leave this at home or I could really get into trouble. It's not going to happen. He's going to take that gun, because with a gun ban, the value of a gun being sold on the streets of America goes up. It becomes another profit-making venture that will make the smuggler even more money. It's another item to smuggle. It's another item on the black market to be sold for huge amounts of money. So a gun ban, even if it was desirable, is not practical. It's going to disarm the law-abiding citizens only. We're going to break for a few commercials. We'll be coming back. We will take some phone calls in the next segment. This is Mike Rivero, guest hosting for The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
I didn't have to do this. I could have left. I could have fled. But no, I will no longer run. It's not for me. For my children. For my brothers and sisters. That you I did it for them.
You had 100 billion chances and ways to have avoided today, but you decided to spill my blood. You forced me into a corner and gave me only one option. The decision was yours. Now you have blood on your hands that will never wash off. You sadistic scouts, I may be nothing but a piece of You have vandalized my heart, raped my soul, and torched my conscience. You thought it was one pathetic void life you were extinguishing. Thanks to you, I die, like Jesus Christ, to inspire generations of the weak and the defenseless people. Do you know what it feels like to be spit on your face and have trash shoved down your throat? Do you know what it feels like to dig your own grave? Do you know what it feels like to have your throat smashed from ear to ear? Do you know what it feels like to be torched alive? Do you know what it feels like to be humiliated and be impaled upon on a cross and left to bleed to death for your amusement? You have never felt a single ounce of pain your whole life. Did you want to inject as much misery in our lives as you can, just because you can? You had everything you wanted. Your Mercedes wasn't enough, you brats. Your golden necklaces weren't enough, you snobs. Your trust fund wasn't enough. Your vodka and cognac weren't enough. All your debaucheries weren't enough. Those weren't enough to fulfill your hedonistic needs. You had everything. You just loved crucifying me. You loved inducing cancer in my head, terrorizing my heart, and ripping my soul all this time.
When the time came, I did it. I had to.
Okay, well, those are the words of Cho Seung Hui, our perpetrator at Virginia Tech. We're seeing them all over the air, of course. And I want to go back real quick to the manner in which the mainstream media is covering this story, which is total saturation. It's still on the air as I'm watching the TV here in the studio. And contrast that with the 2002 shooting at the Appalachian School of Law, which by the time it reached the mainstream media, the fact that the shooter was thwarted by fellow students with legally owned firearms had vanished, and in a lot of places it was reported the students tackled him, which is still a better performance than the police did at Virginia Tech. But you really have to search on the internet to find news stories about people who use legally owned firearms to protect themselves from crime. So I'm just going to read a few of the headlines I found with a Google search this morning. Man shot while trying to break into house, police say. Drive-thru shooting leaves would-be robber dead. Mobile home intruder met by gunfire. Robbery victim shoots attacker. Jeweler gets best of robbers in gunfight. Gunman shot by store clerks during a Campbell robbery. Man kills burglar, police say. And so forth and so on and on and on and on. The reality is that more crimes, far more crimes, are halted and stopped by private citizens with legally owned firearms than by the police. Common sense tells you that. The police are never there when the crime actually occurs. They show up afterwards to clean up the mess and say, oh yes, it's a bad thing and we promise we'll get the person who did this to you. But in terms of actually stopping a crime before it really gets out of hand, that is always being done, mostly being done, by private citizens using legally owned firearms. It happened on the Appalachian School. Okay, we've got just a quick minute. We're going to try and take one phone call before the break. Red in Colorado. Red, are you there?
Yeah, hi. I just got some information that people should understand. Victims of crime, I think they caused the crime, and they're yelled at when they report it. That's what we're finding out.
Yeah, I went through that, too. I had to escort a burglar from my home with a legally owned firearm, and in my case, the police never even bothered to show up to take a report after I phoned it in. So a lot of times these things don't get reported. Thank you for the call. Let's jump over. Whoop. Yes?
We turned over the evidence to the Department of Defense, the total evidence, and they said it's a crime, and they said that the FBI is obstructing. How's that? This taped evidence we got.
Okay, well, we're just here at the bottom of the break, so we're going to have to break for some commercials, but thank you for calling, and when we get back from the break, we'll get into John and Tony, and then we're going to talk about, you know, what is the real effect of a gun ban. Certainly in Virginia Tech, all the gun ban did was make sure that nobody was going to be in a position to stop the tragedy that happened earlier this week. Basically, the gun ban that was supposed to make the campus safe did little more than turn it into a shooting gallery. And I hate to be blunt like that, and I have a tremendous amount of sympathy for the victims, but they were made victims by a misguided policy that assumes that when you take guns away from the law-abiding, that you're going to magically disarm the crazy people and the criminals. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Automakers in and the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Okay, and welcome back.
Personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there.
Okay, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Mike Rivero. I'm the webmaster of whatreallyhappened.com. And before we get to the phone calls, I know you're all waiting. We're going to get to you real quick here. I just have a couple more comments here about gun bans. Who benefits from gun bans? Who likes them? Who profits from them? Well, certainly criminals do. Criminals love gun bans. It makes their work safer. That is why criminals move to the places that have gun bans. They move out of the places where citizens are allowed to conceal carry. And that is why you have studies like the Chicago University study, which show that places with concealed carry have a much lower overall crime rate than places that don't. You have a handgun ban in Washington, D.C., and one of the highest per capita murder rates in the entire country. You have concealed carry in Vermont and a very low overall crime rate there in Vermont. So criminals love the gun bans. And from this, we can create this link that if somebody is being anti-gun, whether intentionally or not, they are pro-crime, because you cannot delink the two. Anti-gun equals pro-crime. So I'd like to basically take you back in history to the 1920s during Prohibition, when alcohol was banned the way heroin is banned, the way cocaine is banned, the way the gun grabbers would like to ban guns. And, of course, all of them were failure. And all the Prohibition did was take alcohol and turn it into such an expensive commodity that it literally reshaped the American political system before it was all over. If it hadn't been for Prohibition, there would have been no Kennedy dynasty. That's just one example of how powerful that was. But during the height of Prohibition, it was discovered that the gangsters who were making tons of money off of alcohol were covertly, secretly, through cutouts, funding the temperance movement. They were financially supporting the pro-prohibition people because they knew that as long as alcohol was banned, they could make more money. Well, now you have a circumstance where as long as guns are banned, it's easier for criminals in the street to steal money to feed their drug habits, which makes the drug smugglers very, very happy. So you have to wonder if there might not be, given this anti-gun equals pro-crime link, if we might not be seeing drug criminals covertly funding some of the gun grabber movement. It certainly makes fiscal sense. Any employer, which organized crime is, they want their employees to be as safe as possible to do their work, he said, tongue firmly in cheek. Now, 33 people died on the Virginia Tech campus earlier this week. 100 times that many young Americans have died in a war in Iraq that was based totally on lies, and by virtue of that, is clearly an illegal war. That same war has killed 650,000 Iraqis, most of them as innocent as the Virginia Tech students. Most of them dead by American-made weapons. Are those weapons the problem? No, the problem is a president who every single day is setting the example that shooting innocent people is perfectly acceptable behavior to get what you want. Now, President Bush rushed out to get his photo ops with the Virginia Tech victims' families, and don't we wish he could have moved as quickly to get to the Katrina victims. But Bush has far more blood on his hands, by proxy, than Cho Seung-hui. Now, President Bush likes to joke about being a dictator. Dictators do not like their people to be armed. It keeps them awake at night. I'm sure President Bush, as he continues to destroy our Constitution, is remembering the fate of Nicolae Ceaușescu or Benito Mussolini, who died at the hands of their own well-armed people. So certainly President Bush has a reason to, by any means, by hook and crook, disarm the American people. Now go back and looking through the history, every single genocide of the 20th century was preceded by a gun ban on the targeted population. Ottoman Turkey imposed a gun ban on their people and then set about exterminating the Armenians. The Soviet Union had a gun ban. And then in the years of 1929 to 1953, exterminated 20 million political dissidents. We all know about Nazi Germany's gun ban. Hitler had one of the strictest gun bans in history, which, by the way, did not affect the German criminal elements, only the law-abiding citizens. And, of course, nobody was able to stand up to him when he started putting various minority groups, the Jews, the gypsies, mentally defective, gays, into those slave labor camps that were the center part of his war material effort. China had a gun ban and started rounding up anti-communists from 1948 to 1952. And it goes on and on and on. There's a very long list. It's available on the net if you want to look at it. So gun bans are always a harbinger for genocides on a targeted population. And certainly we are seeing within our own country an ongoing attempt to victimize and scapegoat a particular ethnic and religious group as the fall guy for all of what's going on wrong with the country. Now, I've had a lot of people writing me emails talking about the wild, wild west. Do we want to go back living as it was in the wild west where everybody had a gun? Well, I have a newsflash for you. The wild, wild west was very, very tame compared to modern America. We've all heard about the gunfight at the OK Corral. Why have we heard about it? It's in the history books. Why is it in the history books? Because it was unusual for the time. the Earps and the Clantons and the McLowrys shooting it out with each other on a city street made the history books, because at the time it happened, it was shocking and unusual. It was not a common occurrence. Now, if you have a couple of drug people fighting over a turf war in Los Angeles shooting each other down, it hardly even makes the news anymore, let alone the history books. Much of the image of the Wild Wild West, where everybody walked around armed, was actually crafted propaganda by Eastern industrialists who were seeing their workers desert the factories and foundries to head out west to get their own free land, a homestead, a place where they could own their own property and build their own house. And these workers were leaving the factories. So the industrialists who owned the factories hired writers at newspapers to write stories about what a terrible place the Wild West was. Oh, you don't want to take your family and go there. Bad things will happen to you. There's wild men all over that will just shoot you dead at the drop of a hat. Oh, you better stay here and work in my factory where you're going to be safe. Hollywood, of course, picked up on the dime novels and the newspaper articles about the Wild West because it was good storytelling, and it didn't hurt that Wyatt Earp became a consultant in Hollywood for Western movies after the OK Corral incident. And they blew up this image of the Wild Wild West that entertains us all today. But it's not real. It's a made-up myth of adventure and good storytelling, but the reality is that out in the Wild Wild West, acts of violence were far less common than in the eastern cities, and certainly in today America, especially in cities where there are gun bans and gun control. Compared to modern day America, the Wild West was rather tame. Okay, I've yakked enough. I know you're tired of listening to me, so let's go on and get a few more phone calls. John down in Texas. John, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you for waiting. What would you like to talk about?
First, I just wanted to say thank you for your sacrifice and standing up when a lot of people won't. You know, considering the force that, like, you and Alex and other guys are going up against, you know, that takes a lot of manhood. And secondly, I also like to agree with you on this seems like it would be like the next step in like a military takeover for like a take away the guns, and then you know, all of a sudden these like UN troops just rush in to protect the people and stuff like that. You know, it seems that's just too obvious that people don't see something like that coming.
Well, there's a lot of denial going on. We're raised with all this history about these terrible things that happen in other countries like Nazi Germany, but at the same time, our state-sponsored schools are telling us these things could never happen here because we're the good guys and we don't do things like that, and we stand for truth and justice in the American way, whatever the heck that happens to mean this week. So there's a lot of denial, but it's breaking through, and you talk about Alex and my having a great deal of courage. Well, so do you. So does everybody who calls this show, and so does everybody who has the courage to speak out publicly, because one of the illusions the government likes to create is that we're all alone out here, that we're the only ones who are concerned about these things, that we're the only ones who think these thoughts. And so you have this room full of people standing around, and they all know what's going wrong, but they won't speak out because they think they're the only one that's there. So when you have the courage to speak out publicly, you're going to give courage to all those other people, and they're going to say, well, I've been thinking the same thing. I thought I was the only one. So here's a pat on the back for everybody out there who speaks out publicly, because you're doing more good than you could ever possibly imagine. John, if you don't have anything else, I need to move along. The switchboard has really lit up.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing. I've been I don't take this the wrong way, but I've been a pagan priest for 16 years, and I have it from a very high contact who is an ex-member of the Temple of the Order of the Golden Dawn that this New World leader is just ready and waiting to take over next year, that they do intend to make Bush the last president. So if anyone thinks it's going to be a regular election, you know, there's going to be a fight against it, because they're going to do everything they can to make sure that this thing hits it off as possible. So believe it or not, call me crazy, I'm just telling you what I know.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that with us, and thanks for the call. We're going to move along here. We've got Tony also in Texas. Got a lot of calls from Texas today. Tony, are you there?
Hello Tony. Yes, sir.
You're on the air. What can I do for you?
Well, first of all, a couple of points. As far as a gun ban on a publicly funded institution, the United States Constitution gives us the right to keep and bear arms. And the gun grabbers would like to say that it says we should have a well-regulated militia. Well, that doesn't mean that everyone should be regulated to death with laws. What that meant, regulated at that time, meant being able to drill with your weapon, keep it clean, and be able to shoot it straight.
Yes, at the time that the Second Amendment was written, regulated was a mechanical, not a legal term.
Exactly.
The regulation on a steam engine was its governor, and the regulation on a gun was the sights.
That's right.
So what the Second Amendment was is that the citizens' militia should have the best quality firearms they could make, which makes perfect sense. You know, if you're talking about a militia, you want them to have the best, most capable weapons.
And being able to shoot them straight, yes, sir.
And
My other point is, I've heard one person talking about missing White House emails since this shooting, since Don Imus, really. Don Imus was the first distraction. This seems to be the second. This young gentleman had 50 rounds. He killed 31 people, including himself. That leaves 19 rounds that missed. That's pretty good shooting, if you ask me.
Well, from a certain point of view, yes. Actually, I think he was a very bad human being, even though he was a good shot. But
right.
He was a very bad human being, and let's focus on that.
True, but what I'm saying is you don't get to be a good shot with 9mm pistols like that without a little practice.
Well, definitely. I would agree with that. There's more to this gentleman's background than we've been told so far. Tony, we have to move along. We've got a lot of calls and very little time. Larry in Indiana, are you there?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Larry. What can I do for you?
Well, the problem is people don't understand the depths that those that are behind this will sink to. I didn't until I read a book by a guy that was set up and in prison, Fritz Springmeier, who Alex had had some material on. He had written extensively on the Illuminati and what they call MK Ultra mind control. You just can't imagine how CIA's head, Bush Sr., what MK Ultra involves, which includes the torture and rape of children, sometimes as young as 18 months old. You know, the documented pedophile incidences of Dick Cheney and Bush Sr. are in books by Kathy O'Brien called Transformation of America. Daddy Bush was having dinner with Hinckley Jr.'s brother the night before Reagan was assassinated by Hinckley Jr., which was another Manchurian candidate. You got to research these mind control programs, MK Ultra, MK Search, MK Delta, Project Artichoke, Project Naomi. All this stuff is on the internet. You've got to bypass the media and find out what's going on here. Hollywood knows about this. We've got two versions of the Manchurian Candidate movie, Mindfield, Conspiracy Theory. All these deal with mind control assassins. People have to do their own research. You know, I thank you for your information on 9/11. At whatreallyhappened.com, as well as I believe what's on realnews247.com, as far as what happened to 9/11. You're never going to hear this in the controlled media, but what we're looking at with 9/11 is another form of what they call satanic ritual abuse or trauma-based mind control. You kill people, you create a trauma in order to get people to do something they wouldn't ordinarily do, also called the Hegelian dialectic. You've got to understand how the enemy works, because if you disarm, you are doing exactly what the real murderers want you to do, and you're next.
Oh, absolutely. Larry, we have to move along. Thank you very much. Let's get one more call before the break. Richard in Texas, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Just wanted to mention a couple of things real quickly, and one is that, you know, talking about this mind control and mental illness stuff, there's going to be a big push, I think, to make sure that kids are properly medicated and that sort of thing, rather than focusing on the fact that the antidepressants could well have been a factor in his psychosis and or mind control. You know, and I think that's another agenda that's going to be unfortunately promoted by this unfortunate tragedy.
Yeah, but in this case, the mental health system broke down because they had the guy. They were watching him. They had him under medication. He was in counseling, and they still let him back out again. So I think along with discrediting the effectiveness of the police in situations like this, I think Virginia Tech has discredited the effectiveness of all this forced mental screening and medication. As you say, there is a long history of these antidepressants being linked to young people's suicide and irrational acts of behavior. And you need to really consider an antidepressant doesn't make the depression go away. It just sort of walls it off to one side until whatever is causing the depression builds up to such a pressure that it just explodes right through. And that's when things really, really get out of control. Richard, thanks an awful lot. We're going to try and squeeze one more call in here before we go to break. Jared in New York, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what can I do for you?
With the shooting, I don't know if you guys heard, but I heard earlier today on 1010 Wind that, because earlier I heard Alex say that to watch.
Okay, Jared, we're going to have to hold you across the break. Please stay on the line. We'll be right back after a few more commercials here. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Mike Rivero, webmaster of whatreallyhappened.com. Cheap plug, 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 plug. And we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is our last segment. We're running out of time. We got a lot of calls and a lot to say. Let's get back to Jared in New York. Jared, what can we do for you?
Yes, I don't know if you guys took it. Alex, earlier, I think day before yesterday, he said that look for copycat like incidents like related to the Virginia shooting. And this morning I heard on 10th and Wednesday that there was North Carolina, there was a shooting. So I guess that was a black operation or whatever.
Well, like I said at the top of the show, we're just treating it as if it's exactly as reported, and we're not going to get into the more extreme things. But again, it shows that gun bans don't work because there was a gun ban on the campus. It proves the police are not going to get in there and protect you. And as a matter of fact, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Castle Rock versus Gonzalez that you have no constitutional right to police protection. It's purely discretionary on their part, and if they don't save you from a crime, you cannot sue them. So that tells you something about the degree of protection that you have here. Okay, we're going to have to move along. I have a couple of comments, and we're going to grab a couple more phone calls. And before we get out of here, I want to thank John for twiddling the dials and keeping things organized during this hour. And we'll be back the same time tomorrow for one more go at this thing. Now, the Second Amendment of the Constitution was not put in there to protect sport shooting. It was not put in there to guarantee hunting. It was there to give the people the right to say no to the government. And I want you to consider this. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. No to lies, no to an illegal war, no to ever higher taxes, no to a draft. If you don't have the freedom to say no, then you are not free. And the Second Amendment is about preserving your freedom to say no to the government. Let's grab Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. I'm glad...
What can we do for you real quick?
First, I'm glad you and Alex Jones aren't trying to turn this into a political issue right off the bat and just reporting the news as it's being reported. There's plenty of time to go into all that right later on. Let the people bury their children, let them mourn, and then we can deal with the underlying issues as they develop.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go on to Lucas in Texas. Last call for the day.
Hey, what's up,
Lucas,
brother?
Good to
talk to you. Hey, I just wanted
Thank
to read
you.
A quick excerpt out of page 2 of the manifesto by Cho. Real quickly, it says, "Are you happy now that you've destroyed my life? Now that you have stolen everything you could from me? Now that you have gone on a 9/11 on my life like blank Osama? Now that you have blank your own people like blank Kim Jong the Second? Now that you have gone on a Hummer safari on my life like blank Bush? Are you happy now?" I thought that was pretty interesting. That was in page 2 of his manifesto on MSNBC.com.
Well, I think it's very obvious that this gentleman had some major, major issues. And again, it's a failure of our taxpayer-funded mental health system. They knew the guy had problems. They had him in counseling. They were watching him. And still, they let him back out to do what he was going to do. Thank you very much for your call, Lucas. We're coming down here to the end of the show. And I want to leave it with this closing thought. Every year in the United States, between 500,000 and 2 million crimes are thwarted by private citizens using legally owned firearms. That's the little secret the gun grabbers don't want you to know about. The police do not thwart crimes. They show up after the crimes are all over. They will promise to solve the crime and arrest the perpetrator, but they don't thwart, they don't stop, they don't prevent. When a crime happens, there are only two people present, the criminal and the victim. And the only way to stop the crime in progress is for the victim to be able to do it for themselves, and that's really what this all comes down to. This is Mike Rivero, guest hosting for Alex Jones. I want to thank Alex for giving me the opportunity to sit at the microphone on his time. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the situation in Iraq with Mideast reporter Trish Hsu and what's going on over there as the puppet government of Iraq struggles to hold itself together. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.